Steuer? Aber easy. Mit Wieso Steuer. Einfach Foto deiner Dokumente machen und schwupps wird alles automatisch ausgefüllt. Kein Plan, ob's passt? Wieso Steuer prüft deine Angaben noch vor Abgabe. So gibt's keine Fehler mehr. Und bei Fragen hilft dir Steuer-GPT so, dass du's verstehst. Das Beste? Du siehst jederzeit, was du zurückbekommst. So steigt deine Erstattung und die Vorfreude. Jetzt ausprobieren und noch schnell bis zum 31. Juli abgeben. Wieso Steuer? So einfach war Steuererklärung noch nie.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, blue jeans, easy beats, and talking on the phone. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
From the award-winning morning show on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket, The Musers, the podcast.
So right now we're podcasting?
No, not yet.
He just put us into it.
No, I was accidentally podcasting.
Oh, we were for a second, but we're not now.
Well, we want to start intentionally podcasting.
We're back.
That was accidental.
That was a false start. Three, two, one.
Every Wednesday, Junior Miller, George Dunham, and Gordon Keith drop a new episode of The Musers, the podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Hello, my fellow Americans. This is your former President Bill Clinton. Well, we've all heard about the so-called success of the Cash for Clunkers program. You trade in your older gas-sucking vehicle, and the government gives you $4,500 off a brand new vehicle. Good for the environment and good for the economy. Maybe. But is it good for you and me? No. That's why I've come up with a new program that will help both me and you. Why, it's so brilliant in its concept. I nearly get teary-eyed just thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's simple. You bring me your older used model, and I give you cash.
Oh.
That's right. Introducing the Bill Clinton Cash for Cougars program. Let's say you have tired of that hot middle-aged woman and want a newer, younger model. I am the man to help you out. Heck, I got millions.
Bill Clinton's Cash for Cougars is a limited-time offer. Cash may be replaced by an IOU or a tax voucher. Warning, participating Cougars may or may not be returned after Mr. Clinton is finished with them. Offer void in Rhode Island.
Okay. Now listen, and listen good, America, because I'm only going to say this once.
Uh-huh.
You must act fast.
Yeah.
This program will not last long. Secretary of State Clinton, bitch, is busy in Africa or Tasmania or wherever the hell she is yelling at the foreign press, and she's going to be home soon. Now, once the old bat arrives back on U.S. soil, this program's going to come to a screeching halt. Heck, I'll be fine. I'll just hop on Airpoon 1 and go pick me up some more hostage chicks. You know, work, work, work. Listen, seriously, it's you I'm concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
I feel your pain. But, Bill, you ask, my cougar is slightly overweight. No. Will she still qualify for your Cash for Cougars program? You may want to look into the other program I'm launching right now. It's called Cash for Chunkers.
Oh.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You rather better stand than I. So anyway, just go ahead, twatter me, or find me on that On My Face page, or on my tube, or heck, just call me. Cash for Cougars and Cash for Chunkers.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to help the American economy. Oh, looky here. My first cougar of the day has arrived.
Hello, Mr. President.
Well, hello, Betty. Or whatever your name is. Hoo-wee. I tell you what, I may have to give an extra Kiwanis speech tomorrow to pay for you, girlfriend. Looks like you have a few miles on you, but I'll bet you can still lay some rubber.
Cash for Cougars and Cash for Chunkers program are not associated with Cash for Clunkers, Credit for Crap, Money for Nothing, or any other federal programs.
Oh,
offer still void in Rhode Island.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom's going to open his house up.
When Tom announces, I'm just trying to help. The stuff that either came before it or after, usually not helpful at all.
No.
Although Tom is one of the, I was thinking about this the other day, the no good deed goes unpunished. I believe we have a story coming up about that.
Oh, God.
Tom, you are one of the kings of that.
Oh, yeah. I just had one happen.
You've had some generosity really backfire.
Yeah.
I have had a couple really backfire. Okay, let's move forward here. But positivity is my new theme. And we were talking about blue jeans. And this story from it's I think the story is about 10 years old, but it keeps coming back and surfacing, resurfacing thanks to the internet. And it's about the head guy at Levi's saying that he never washes his jeans. He freezes them or he showers in them.
Yeah.
Oh, there was that trend for a while.
Because
then they shrink to your body.
To your body,
you wear them.
Yeah. He doesn't do the laundry. He showers in
them. Didn't Sam do that? Your son did that, didn't he?
Well, then he's an idiot.
Calling Sam an idiot?
I don't.
At all.
If he's doing that, I.
I thought he did it when we were.
Maybe. I don't know. Just that seems really dumb.
So you wear them in the shower and then you just keep wearing them all day? Like,
how do you dry them?
You'd have to go outside. Oh, hopefully it was a summer day.
And do you soap them up like you would your skin?
Ew. Yeah.
Wouldn't you get some kind of crotch rot?
You'd have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you wear your underwear underneath it?
And by the way, I'd like to go on record. I understand that our culture is amazing. I'm a huge fan of the great engineers in our world. We have tremendous everything. There are beautiful cars out there. There's 50 different great automobiles you can drive, trucks. Everything about it, we're living in paradise. But the one thing they haven't perfected is the dryer sensor.
Oh, yeah.
Every single time.
They're not dry. Another 20 minutes.
And then you do the reset thing and you hit it for another 50 every time.
Yep.
I don't know who I talk to at Maytag or wherever the hell the thing is. Just saying.
I dry everything on high. I don't use the sensor 40 minutes every time.
But see, then like the last 10 minutes, you're just baking your clothes.
Yeah.
And wasting energy.
Well, no, I...
So I can get in my car and that gets 12 miles to a gallon and have some fun. I need that extra gas. I'm just saying that whatever...
Those could use a little work.
Yeah, I don't know what...
I figured mine out, but it took a lot of trial and error.
Yeah. What do you mean?
So when I put it in for the sensor, because it will shut off when it thinks it's done.
Sure.
I have to adjust I have so many adjustments I can make on temperature,
You know,
heavy, light, whatever the hell. So I figured it out what my towels versus my jeans.
Yeah.
And while I'm at it, and this is true, we rented a condo to go skiing and it had a dishwasher in there.
Yeah.
I believe it was called an ASKO.
Uh-huh.
ASKO.
Uh-huh.
And first of all, you turn it on, it gives you some kind of advertisement for Sweden or something. I forget what it was. But I had to go online and Google how to turn the thing on. It was so complicated.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Things are getting a little bit complicated. That's all I'm saying. I like the old fashioned one. Load it, hit hot, press the button, go do anything else. Okay, sorry. So we were talking about blue jeans, the CEO from Levi's.
Pat has a song.
It's about time, Pat. We've been doing the show for an hour and a half. You're sitting on your ass.
Kip Berg, the CEO of Levi's, he showers in his jeans. So, ladies and gentlemen, Neil Diamond. Thank you. Levi's boss.
Yeah.
Says when he spills some tomato sauce on his dungarees, no washing machine, no, he'd much rather take a shower in blue jeans, babe. Denim unwashed, you keep wearing them till they gather moss. But I'd rather have them fresh and clean. Oh, you look like an idiot taking a shower in blue jeans, babe. Maybe someday I can buy jeans only once and just throw them away. But for tonight, I want clean clothes when I'm on a date. Sweaty crack. Wash your jeans and dry clean your slacks. Unless the naked girl's with me, I'm never gonna take a shower in blue jeans.
Thank you very much, babe.
You're welcome.
And babe, booby, remember that one?
I did not see that.
What, is that a quote from...
There's a Neil Diamond.
How's that called? Star Is Born or whatever he was in.
There's
talking about the jazz singer.
Oh yes, yeah.
No, there's also a famous live album,
Booby,
with where Neil Diamond is talking to Jeff Wald, the husband of Helen Reddy, and he goes, "Jeff Booby," like very showbiz.
Hot August Night.
Yeah, and Hot August Night, famous for the Lester Bangs review. Hot August Night. Remember the?
Are they speaking
verbiage?
In?
No, it's one of the, funniest reviews of all time. Where he says on the cover, Neil Diamond looks like it's 15 inches long and about to shoot off. Remember that?
It's a very phallic cover.
He looks. He's got like. Yeah. Okay, so now we have Miss Jess Hooker in here.
Oh, I want to send. I want to read this letter because it affirms your love of the Easy Beats.
Right.
According to Randy, thank you, Randy, for sending this. Peter Frampton does a version of Friday on My Mind on the Breaking All the Rules album.
Yeah.
Apparently he's a fan.
And also it's done by Ace.
Gary Moore.
Gary Moore, who had that, what is the song? His big hit, Still Have the Blues for You.
Still Got the Blues.
Great song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Miss Hooker, you missed that.
You missed the Easy Beat segment.
What is?
Don't, not. No, I don't even know why somebody just said you missed it.
You were listening. You were listening.
Okay.
Well, we had AC/DC news today.
Yes.
And
are you happy?
Remember the AC/DC, of course, the brothers Malcolm and Angus.
Right.
And sadly, Malcolm is gone. Mm-hmm. But their older brother, George, was in a band called the Easy Beats that had one of the first international hits out of Australia. Okay. Remember this one?
Remember this one.
Monday morning feels so bad.
Now, here's the best guitar thing where it kicks
Everybody
in here.
Right.
Here it comes. Right here. Nope, sorry.
Coming Tuesday.
Here it is. Right here. Oh, isn't that great?
You have to do this stuff at home or in your car. We can't be polluting the airwaves.
I am here to educate. Oh, look at this nice letter from Barry. I enjoyed the song by the Easy Beats very much.
That's great, Barry.
But I enjoy it more than TNT Dynamite. AC/DC needs a chemistry lesson.
Oh, one of those nerds. Oh,
is TNT different than dynamite?
Yeah. I don't know.
I imagine it is.
Chemical compound.
Obviously, this gentleman is a professional. Barry, thank you for taking the time to be. Look, here's Steve from the Buckeye State.
Oh, look.
Kudos to Tom for acknowledging the greatness of the Easy Beats this morning.
Yes.
It's on the double disc soundtrack for the movie Pirate Radio. Well, thank you very much.
Right.
Yeah. Great song.
Millions of listeners, two people. Had heard it, knew what he was talking about.
But I'm just educating them that they now we can go listen to our buddy.
But you
Peter
don't let
Frampton
us educate
it.
You on things.
Yes, you don't.
Like
yes.
What?
Like anything we're interested in.
You mean okay, Josh? So teach me more about pornography.
No, that's not it. You're some huge songs
new artists, like 1998, and we all know it.
I don't know what that is. So next.
You're losing everyone.
Yeah.
Next scissors.
Yeah, I quoted Chick McGee while skiing.
You did? What'd you say?
I was waiting in line at chairlift number 2 at the Vail, Colorado.
That is the finest.
Oh, exactly.
Big line there, unfortunately. And there's a thing now in which, unfortunately, apparently we're out of snipers in Colorado, in which dudes mostly wear these backpacks that have gigantic stereos in them.
What?
Like, so they can listen to music while
they can listen to music while they're skiing.
Well, they
really?
Just wear earbuds.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
But so I'm in line, and there are like 80 people in line because the lift keeps stopping or whatever. And this guy is wearing this backpack, blasting what I don't know what the term is these days. I would call it gangster rap.
It was Will Smith.
No. It was
hardcore.
Yeah, the N-word constantly, very hardcore. I thought utterly inappropriate. And I quoted Chick McGee and I said, as loud as I could, I said, well, if this is playing here, what's playing in hell?
Did it get a laugh?
Yes, it got a chuckle.
It did rather well.
Yeah. And I was stunned because he wasn't a snowboarder.
Oh, okay.
So
I had to laugh.
So he was only a lesser human being because of his taste in music.
Yes.
I ran across a story yesterday in Park City. Apparently, I think they called him the hoity-toity were all upset because the chairlift lines were 2 to 3 hours long, and they were not having it. They
two to three
all-
hours.
Yeah, yes. I'd be upset,
that's,
too.
Yes. That's too much.
They showed it. It was crazy.
Yes, you saw that, too.
They they were just whining, just all waiting to get on
the... We spent all this money, $20,000 on a ski vacation.
That's brutal.
Even
oh,
ski?
I'd be furious.
Oh, yeah.
No, the longest was maybe 15 minutes.
Oh, no, they were hours.
Well, that's awful.
Speaking of music in public, has anyone else noticed that people now just listen to their phone? Like music out, like shopping at the grocery store.
More and more
out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they're just having a phone conversation walking down the aisle. Yeah, then me and Jenny, we went to the.
And on speaker. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a comment about this that I can't make.
I know exactly what you're thinking,
I kind of.
It's a truism.
You know, the phone call stuff doesn't bother me that much.
It bothers me when they're really trying to check out.
Yes.
And the poor clerk working their ass off checking people out, and they don't realize that, oh, Matilda's talking to Sylvia, to me.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I
just witnessed this.
That's bad. Don't do it when you're checking out.
I think it is rude, yeah.
But when you're in an aisle, I kind of get it.
Well,
especially if it's, you know, a mom and she's got to talk to someone.
When it bothered me, I realized, I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm just getting old. Because, if two people were walking next to each other having a conversation in the aisle, it wouldn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
But the fact they're on the phone makes me furious.
I get it. I don't do it, and I wouldn't do it.
But it's also, are you getting what I'm getting, which is the speed? It's a speakerphone.
Yes.
They're, you know, more and more. They're walking through Kroger and,
just having a conversation.
But she's talking to her sister. It's not like
who talks on the phone? I guess that's my bigger question. When I'm on the phone, I'm in private, and if I'm out at the grocery store, I would never answer the phone. You know
although
what I mean?
I have to say I have called from the grocery store before on like FaceTime
all the time
showing which one do we need
I see that a lot
all
and it's usually
time.
Men
yeah.
Hey, Josh, you know Josh I'm in the aisle there are 40 different kinds of ranch dressing
if a woman buys the wrong thing
you know
no one cares
man.
You know but Jeff is right though being mad about the phone is an old age thing get off your phone is the new get off my lawn.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's how I feel.
That's true.
I'm like,
every time I'm mad at it.
But I think it's the fact that people, they're having some boring conversation with, you know, their sister out loud while walking around, not paying attention.
So you don't think that the conversation they're having has any importance?
No, it's not. This isn't some physician. Well, we found the serum. We're having it helicoptered into Kokomo for you.
Yeah.
The child will live.
Yeah. You know, the problem is, I'm a grocery store hummer / whistler / singer.
Ah, yeah.
So
are you?
You're the grocery store hummer, huh?
Hey, look, there's a guy in aisle 3.
$70 I heard.
I call my mouth my coupon book.
Oh.
The grocery store hummer.
No, I'm
that will not be a movie.
I've got a, you know, with my shopping.
Do you ever do the?
I am that guy, yeah.
Are you the guy that I will occasionally put my left foot on the bar and slide with and steer the cart?
In the parking lot only for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you still, to this, it's kind of a kid-like,
Yeah.
Oh, I still do it in the parking lot.
Yeah,
I'll get some motion going.
But I'm not doing it in the store. And just you know, I don't need to. Boy, did you see that guy tip over and knock the orange kiosk down?
I can't believe he was in produce. with all that butter in his cart.
Oh man,
all that butter. You know me. I've never understood. We do those Super Bowl stories every year. You know, this many pounds of potato chips were sold and this many wings. They never measure the sticks of butter.
No, never.
I eat them like carrots.
And New Year's resolution really went out the window, didn't it?
Were you going to be nicer to Josh?
Yes, I'm very sorry.
By the way, that's been his New Year's resolution the last 6 years.
Yeah. I keep failing. It's like people that can't quit smoking. It happens.
It's only day 8.
Yeah. And he didn't even see me until day 6.
But you're right, Jeff. That's a thing now, the talking and the phone.
Yeah. It made me mad, and then I was like, I think I'm just getting old and out of touch, and I just need to chill.
Just, like Jeff said, it's rude.
It is.
Everybody thinks they live in their everything is all about them, and it's all this is me, and everybody has to deal with it, and it's just kind of rude.
It's not that rude.
Really?
It's rude when they're trying to check out. It's not rude if they're in the aisle, just shopping and talking. Who cares?
You want to hear about somebody else's conversation?
I don't have to hear about it.
Well, and that's what it finally dawned on me. I was like, if they were talking to another person that was there next to them, I would still hear their conversation, and that wouldn't bother
me. And then I'd be nosy. I'd want to know.
Oh, yeah, I'd follow. I'd be like, what's going on?
I don't let strangers control my emotions or how I feel throughout the day.
Well,
don't give them that.
Well, I'm glad therapy's working for you, Josh.
I was going to say the same thing, couch boy.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.